Home Service of Shaneville. How can I help you?
Yes, this is Julie Cameron. I'm trying to see if I remember this about the bus. They'll pick you up at your front door. If you can't walk, there's no bus out there, or you can't walk. And I need transportation, a bus ride to my doctor on the 21st, the lung doctor, and the 23rd, my cancer doctor in Springfield, Missouri. And I need to find out what can I do to get help to get my bus ride to get over there and back home until I get my booth benefit in February the 16th. I got Medicaid and Medicare.
Uh-huh. So you need transportation?
Yes, ma'am. I need a transportation because Anna's not getting no transportation. But I need to get to my appointment. My sister can't do it because, you know, I didn't come back. She's sick, too. You know, I'm self-dependent, and I'm not that close. I'm right here in Springfield, in Battlefield, where my sister lives at. But I just need to get there. My appointment's at 8. I have to be there by 7 on the 21st.
So
that's my lung doctor.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind paying,
so
but I remember they said, $2 one way and the other $2 going back home. I remember that. Hello?
Yeah, so we don't provide transportation. We're a home care agency, but if you want, we could send you a caregiver that could take you to appointments.
I haven't got my caretaker yet. I haven't got a caretaker yet. I'm going
to get
one.
So that's
one
what I said.
Once
we
I
could
get
send, we're a home care agency. We could send you a caregiver.
I haven't got there yet. But can you just give me a bus for right now?
We don't provide transportation, but we could send you a caregiver. I could get you approved for home care services, so you can get a caregiver.
I just gotta wait until, ma'am, I gotta wait until I get into my place. I'm trying to get my low-income housing back on Hutch. All right, then.
If you need home